farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
On this edition of Calling Farmers, IDB Country Representative lauds farmers at New Forest Duff House Agripark and later or proverb of the day. Stay tuned to find out more. I'm Andrew James Sawyers. Good morning and thank you for waking up with us.
Yo, Michael, how are you?
Well, I'm there, I'll take up the old computer, I forgot dash way.
But the electronics that you would?
Electronic waste for be exact. In our work.
You don't know, so the National Solid Waste Management Authority launched a pilot program for collect all e-waste such as cell phones, tablets and laptops, printers, chargers, keyboards and them something there.
So play your part. Jamaica's beauty, a fiwi duty. Funded by the Strategic Approach to International Chemicals Management.
Country Representative for the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, Theresa Turner-Jones, has commended the work of farmers at the New Forest Duff House Agripark on the border of Manchester and St. Elizabeth. The IDB official who visited the farm recently says she is impressed with the transformation that is taking place.
In that area of St. Elizabeth, there are about 300 farmers who are either leasing land or operating on their own land.
These farmers are being financed by the St. Elizabeth Cooperative Credit Union with loans of 10%. Mrs. Turner-Jones says the farmers recently signed a contract with a United Kingdom wholesaler for over 2 million pounds of sweet potato, noting that the small farmers use contracts that they have with suppliers to obtain loans of up to $2,000 from the credit union.
Those farmers can't get enough land to cultivate their crops on. So everybody is very keen to be farming now in the agropark because they're provided with new irrigation systems, which is increasing the yield.
The crops being cultivated include escallion, thyme, and pineapples. Mrs. Turner-Jones says the targets that the IDB envisioned from the agropark project are being met, and the bank will be willing to help the government to expand the agropark model.
Which government organization offers you exceptional customer service? A tax office, police station, hospital, post office, health center or NIS office? Vote for your favorite public sector organization in the Public Sector Customer Service Competition. Call toll-free 1-888-991-2752. Visit cabinet.gov.jm and follow the instructions. Or drop your entry form at government agencies island-wide. Votes close April 30, 2015. Let your voice be heard.
The beach full of dead fish. What caused this?
It was an awful smell. We couldn't breathe. Who is responsible?
For harmful pollution incidents impacting the environment, the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, investigates to identify the cause, holds the perpetrators accountable, and monitors the cleanup to restore the environment. NEPA, managing and protecting Jamaica's land, wood, and water. A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
And now for our proverb of the day.
Every long lane have a turning.
And this means nothing lasts forever. That's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Join us again next time. Until then, you can keep up with us by visiting our website at gis.gov.jm, checking out our Facebook page, or downloading the GIS app from the Google Play Store. With studio engineer Casita Irving, I'm Anjui James Sawyers, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.